The lifestyle you lead at home is critical for your productivity, your well-being, and your overall happiness. And with more people embracing the work-at-home mentality, or more people realizing that, you know, this being at home type of atmosphere may be more common, it's very important for us to think about what kind of lifestyle we want to lead at our homes while we're working. So that's why in this episode, we're going to talk about how can we have this healthy lifestyle of work at our home and being able to embrace our productivity. So in case you guys don't know me, I'm Mark Berti. I host Breakthrough Success. I help people who want to gain more visibility. And our guest who joins us is an eco-conscious lifestyle expert whose passion for empowering people to create a healthy home and lifestyle comes to life in her work as an eco-conscious interior designer, author, consultant, and action-inspiring speaker. Our guest who joins us is none other than Charisi Mora. Charisi, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Welcome. I'm so excited to be here and to see you again. It's been quite some time.
I'm happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And we met a while back. And I mean, even a month feels like a while back with everything that's going on. But it is certainly exciting to have you on Breakthrough Success. I feel like this is a very important topic because you have more people working from home or just being at home just due to the nature of different things that are happening. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we have that healthier lifestyle and mentality in the home?
Well, firstly, is to acknowledge that we need it. that's step number one. It's really important. And for those who have been working from home, kudos to you because you're probably well on your way to really continuing what you've been doing for so long. But for those who haven't really been working in an in-home office environment, it's really essential to be able to set it up and structure it in such a way that really helps you to be most productive throughout your day. And there's so many action-inspiring tips that I'm super excited to share with you.
And having that setup in place, I mean, being conscious about the home setup is just so essential because if you don't approach it the right way, like there's a saying, like your desk is kind of your mind, where if you have a messy desk, it's like a messy mind and you're like trying to, like you're going through unscheduled, unorganized. Like if you want to look at someone's work ethic, look at their desk. So it is important to have that type of structure. What are some of the actionable ways, like we get into like some more big picture, deeper inside stuff, but what's some of the really simple, easy wins we can get when we're first getting started?
Great question, Mark. So one is, if you don't have a space or a specific room that's an office, this is my home office, this is where I work, so I do have a specific room, but not everybody does. So the question is, well, where do I want to actually perform my work? Do I want to redo a room that is maybe for another purpose and create that as my office? Or do I need to do it in my kitchen area or my dining room? Or if you have a basement, in my basement, or maybe even convert a bedroom into an office or have it like a dual purpose, half bedroom, half office. Not that I recommend that at all. I'd say, you know, keep the electronics out of the bedroom. So three places that if you don't have an actual room, I would recommend is a quiet space. So let's say a dining room or a living room, something like that, where you can actually spread out. So once you identify your space, say, well, what is it in this space that I need to remove? Because when we have distractions, it really prevents us from working at our optimum. So remove all of your distractions, what does not belong in the space, and then begin to create it. Say, what is it that I need to do in this room to be most productive with what it is, whether you're a podcaster or you're, what are some of the things that your followers, all your people like to do? So podcasters and students, business professionals, all different types of people. It doesn't matter. We need to focus, right? So create that space and then address it accordingly. And I so agree with what you said. When our space is messy, our mind is cluttered, and we may not acknowledge that and make the connection between the two, but try it. If your space is really messy, let's just remove everything. And I show you how to create a space in my book and how to begin and how to identify what's not serving you. So I created a book. It's called Eco Conscious Home. Here's the book. And in here, I walk you through, like, and I'll help you with that right now with some easy tips and a little process, a journey, because that's really what it is. It's a journey. So one is, you have your space now. This is, think of your space. This is where I'm going to set up my office. This is where I work from each day. So let's identify one. What is it? We think about indoor air quality. What is it that I'm breathing in every day and in this space? You want to make certain that it's not toxic. And what is toxic? Well, if you have, say, petroleum candles, when you light those, the petroleum dissipates into the air, and then you're breathing in all those molecules. You don't see it, but you're breathing it in. So air fresheners, toxic air fresheners. So what I do is I empower you with information to be able to identify that. And so it's not about me writing about every toxic chemical, because my book would be endless. It's really about empowering you with the information to say, oh, let me look at this product and I can rate this on a scale and see, is this healthy for me or is this really toxic for me? And if it's really toxic for you, I help you to say, okay, so what do we do with this? Do we keep it or do we remove it? So really, that's step number two. It's really identify your toxic materials. You don't want them in there, and it creates your ability, it prevents you from being able to think, and it creates this atmosphere of, oh, I don't feel good. Why do I like feel tight in my neck, or I'm headachy, or my eyes are teary? Think about your environment and what you're breathing in. And then, so once you identify all these toxins, you want to remove them. And then you want to say, well, what do I bring into my space that is really healthy for you, me to be able to breathe without having all these chemicals? So I help you identify that. And I actually have to have it on my desk because it's here every day, is I have here something I created, and I actually sell this. But can you see this, Mark? Can you see this? So these are it's my little diffuser that I put on my desk, and it actually has multiple purposes, because it actually, the molecules from the essential oil that I put in here, which is all pure and therapeutic grade, it actually disperses into the air. And then sometimes I'll just pick it up and take a deep breath in, and it's like, oh, maybe I'll have clarity in here. And I think I have clarity on my desk. I have clarity on my desk. I'll put a couple drops of that in and breathe it. Other times throughout the day, I'll just like play with it because it's mindless, and it helps me be able to just open up my mind and think clearer. So little things like that you can do, and I have lots more in my book. And then you want to create a space that's organized and compartmentalized. And that's everything from what's inside your drawers to the mail that you receive, you know, electronically, your emails and all that, because that creates clutter as well. And there's little dings that go off all day long. They're distractions. So just, again, being mindful of your space and trying to eliminate all the distractions through organization is really key. And so let's talk about that a little. Would you like to?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So in your space right now, everybody look at your space and just look around. And what is it that you see? Do you see a lot of open cabinetry, or do you have closed doors, shelving, open shelving, or Again, compartments, baskets, what is it that you see? Sometimes too much of a good thing can cause clutter, and which prevents us from being able to have those creative juices flowing, to be able to write clearly and freely. So take a look at that. And do you need to remove anything, or do you need to reorganize it so that it doesn't cause too much stimuli? So take a look at that. And color, too much color, too much of a pattern, all these can be like too much of a good thing. So maybe you can switch it out for something else that's more calming in your space. Remember, what we have behind closed doors really affects us as well. Even though we can't visually see it right now, we know what's behind that door. And it can cause that clutter feeling to come forth, because maybe you're thinking, really need to clean out that closet. I really need to organize it. And again, it's that little mini distraction that can be causing a bigger, like, inability to be able to perform for you. So these are just some helpful, insightful tips for you in that category.
I mean, I like the mini distractions, because I feel like when stuff's thrown in the closet, you can't see it. It's like stuff in a desk drawer. Like, the desk is clear on top, but the drawers are messy. And you know that, especially if you're like, I got to do the closet, like clean it someday. It's like, that's just going to keep weighing on you. I do want to also go back. Therese also brought up such a great point about the bed. And that you had to kind of treat your whole bedroom as like a sort of like vital space. Because if you work in your bed, if you are on your phone before you go to bed, that's going to be the way you view that environment. It's not going to be, let me go in here to sleep. It's, you could go in your bedroom and think about work if you are working in your bed. And you don't want to be thinking about work when you're in your bedroom. Like, you don't want to have that in mind. So there are places to work, but that bedroom is the place to just only think about going into bed.
Absolutely. That's your sanctuary. It's your place where your body really needs to rest and rejuvenate so that you are prepared to take on the next day. And especially with so much taking place right now, it's even more important that our body really is nourished. So in addition to feeding ourselves with organic foods, healthy foods, and water, my water here is filtered, and that's a whole topic on itself, but it's filtered, it's pure. I know there's nothing in here that's hurting me. Do I have it on my desk now? So what I do is I add, I've been working with Young Living for, oh my goodness, since like the year 2000. I've gone to their schools, I've studied, I continue to study. So I do represent Young Living. So yeah, if you want to join my team, come. It's we're super fun and really informative and really help and guide you. But I take this one oil, which is orange essential oil, and it's super healthy for you. And what I do, can you see? I hope you can see. So it's just really simple. And you can take these internally because they're pure. And I'll just take 2 drops. 1, 2, oop, that's it. And then it actually smells like a really juicy, fresh, organic orange, because it is in liquid form. And then I just drink this. And I drink this all day. And it's really good for your tummy. It's good for your digestion. And it's actually good for your teeth. It cleanses your teeth as well. But it's so molecularly small that it hydrates your cells. It's really, really good for you. And then you're breathing this in all throughout the day, in addition to drinking. So at night, when you go into your bedroom, it's nice to have a little glass of water next to your bed. And if you want to put a drop or two of an essential oil in there, that you can intake, not all you can, but orange you can, that's very good. So I like to help my clients with creating spaces, especially in the bedroom, and really preparing it before you go to sleep. So if you have to work in there, then think about an hour before you go to bed, about really switching it out, and preparing it for rest time. So if you can remove the electronics, turn them off, unplug them, whatever you can do, it's really essential. You don't want all that, you know, electromagnetic fields and the radio frequencies in there while you rest, because it's really not helping you rest in totality. So create the mood. So that has to do with lighting. It has to do with what you hear, what you smell, and also the products that are around you. So let's take your bed, for example, because everyone has a bed. It doesn't matter if it's a cot, if it's a single bed, a bunk bed, a king size bed. It doesn't matter. We all have something to sleep in, yes? So look at your bed and say, so some things you just don't have control over right away, but when you're ready to replace the bed, you know, keep some things in mind, and I can help you as well. Is what is your bed made out of? Is there metal in your bed? If there is, remove the metal. Any coil box, the coil that's in the box springs, it's not healthy for us. So when you can, switch it out and then go with all organic. And I'm a big researcher. I'm always researching because I want to learn and I want to understand, and not only for myself, but it's to empower you so that when I'm working with you one-on-one or in small groups, I can really focus in and really help you with these particular areas. And you also, if you can, have a solid headboard. I know there's lots of trends where there's no headboard or it's not attached, but it's really important to have a nice, secure headboard. And if you can have it of a natural material, that's even better. And then cover your bed in, my daughter, when she was very young, and I learned this back in the early 1980s, was about really encasing your pillows and your mattress, everything on your bed, in like covers, like slip covers with an enclosure, and then tape over that enclosure so that dust mites can't get in there. So it really helps you if you have allergies or anything like that to really seal it off and then put your organic bedding on. Now, what's underneath your bed? Do you store things under your bed? I'm not talking about drawers, but I'm talking about stuff. Clothing, baseballs, you know, toys, like what's under that bed? So we go in and just clear it all out and make it healthy. I only use two products in my home to clean, and I help you with that in my book as well. Like, what do I use? So I can save you money. I can save you real estate space on your shelves. I can protect your health and help you protect all the people in your home. If you have little furry friends running around, children, elderly people, young people, whoever, yourself. So two things, and it's all plant-based. It smells amazing, and you won't want to leave your space. So you can clean under your bed and all around. And if you, which I know they design homes now with outlets right behind your bed, so it could be right behind your head, is if you have that now, I highly recommend to unplug anything that's in there. If you can shift your bed over so that it's not right behind your head, or if you're in the process of maybe redoing your space or building a space, you have the electrician move those so that it's not right behind your bed, maybe to the side, or if you can, on an adjacent wall. That's best. So now you're really creating a space that is healthy so that you can sleep. What else can I tell you about your bed? You have any questions about your bed?
I feel like we have a good analysis on the bed and just that whole space. And a lot of it is based on, you know, like what you put in your body really matters, what kind of sleep you get really matters. But there are a lot of people listening to Breakthrough Success right now who they've got a spouse, they've got kids. How can we maintain the healthy lifestyle while being with our family and having them embrace the healthy lifestyle at home as well?
Well, incorporate your kids in the journey of really creating that space. So instead of having them like on their electronics, set a scheduled time. This during this time and share it with them. During this time, we are going to do this project and we're going to do it as a family so that they get into the momentum as well. And then they're also learning these tricks and tips on how to do it so that when they're older, they've got this. You don't have to worry about them. So one thing is, and a big topic that everyone is asking me about is, Charisse, what about when we go outside and we come inside, what do we do? So not only during the COVID-19, but I've been helping people with this. I've been doing this since 1980 professionally, and I've been helping you do this all along the way, not just now. But one is to remove your shoes. Have everyone remove their shoes before you enter the home. And why? Because what we're doing is we're taking wherever you've walked, wherever you've been, all those toxins just adhere right to the bottom of your shoes. We don't want that in our home, right? So trying to be healthy and organized and productive. So take them off. So whether you have a garage, an outside porch, a covered area, just take them off. And then if you must take them in the house, clean them off before you come in. So I get my little bottle of cleaner and I spray the bottom and I wipe them down. I leave the cloths or the disposables in my, you know, exterior of my home, and then I can take them in. And we have a cubby area. So if you can create like a little centralized area to put everything, that would be perfect. So all your shoes, your boots go in one centralized area, not in the bedroom and not all through the house. So that's a great project to help with your kids. So just pick what you're going to do, set the stage, as I say, what are you going to wear, put some music on, and really create that beautiful, like, this is a great project, instead of, oh, we have to do what? Oh, I really don't want to do that. So create the mood, and it's amazing. You'll feel that shift of energy.
And for everyone listening who, you know, you're spending a lot more time with your kids now because of the circumstances, or you do want to work from home and you want to figure out how to better that relationship, getting them involved in different things is going to make a really big difference in what that relationship turns into 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and even deeper than that, because the road's going to keep going. And Charisse has really shared a lot of great insights throughout our time together. We will link to her book in the show notes for everyone who wants to pick up their copy. Would you recommend us to go anywhere else to follow your work and journey?
Well, when you go to my website, which is charissemurray.com, and would you like me to spell that for you?
We'll have the link down below.
Okay. You can, I have actually designed a really fun book that you can download for free, and it's interactive. It's a flip book, and it's filled with really inspiring tips that you can do today, and they don't cost you any money, and you can start setting things in motion. And then I would love to connect with you as well. So please connect with me. And then my books, and I have some other products as well, and everything focuses around being able to empower you to be able to do this yourself. So that sometimes, let's just take for an example, you want to, go have your hair done at the hair salon. So you do that every so often, whether it's a month, 6 months, a year, whatever that is. But in between, we still have to do it, right? So this is the same. You may have an interior designer come in, and I actually can work with you virtually. I do that as well. But you can have an interior designer come in when you need an interior designer, but you still, it would be wonderful to be empowered every day to be able to create this change and let it be part of who you are. So, yes.
So, it will definitely have all those down in the show notes. Definitely connect if you guys want to follow Charisse on her working journey. We'll also have a link to the Breakthrough Success Facebook group in case you guys want to chat with other Breakthrough Success listeners. We also do some special shout outs and stuff. So if you mention me, say you listen to an episode, we do love shouting out fellow Breakthrough Success listeners. But Charisse, thank you again for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you here today.
Oh, so wonderful. Thank you so much. And I wish you safety and healthy and all your endeavors. Thank you, everyone.